something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right, so look at verse 17. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Why? Because they don't understand you. All right, verse 18. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. I go, whoops! So Paul spoke so much in tongues, he had the audacity, the boldness to tell a whole congregation, I speak with tongues more than all of you. That must show the secret of success. So if you were smart, you better start speaking in tongues. Start speaking in tongues more than your congregation. All you pastors and all you cell leaders, start speaking in tongues more than your cell leaders. That doesn't mean you slow them down speaking in tongues so that yours can remain high. No, speak more in other tongues. Come on, somebody. So every now and then, hallelujah. I can imagine. Every now and then. How will he not be successful? And you know what Paul went through. You read about him. He had better have spoken in tongues. Hallelujah. But you see, we're facing even a more vicious world today. And so we've got to, my brothers and sisters, we've got to. This man spoke with tongues. He says, more than ye all. Look at it. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. Ah. Do like this. Ah. Serious business. I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. Huh. All right, look at verse 19. Yet in the church, I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So when it comes to church, he says, I teach people the word of God so that they can be blessed rather than speaking to them in tongues. Next verse. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children. Don't be expert in bad things. That's what he's saying. But in understanding, he says, be grown men, be adults in understanding. So that's how we got to verse 21. In the law it is written, with other tongues and other lips will I speak. So he's quoting scripture. He's quoting scripture to corroborate his explanation about speaking in tongues. So he's letting us know that scripture has to do with speaking in tongues. That's what I'm telling you. While others are thinking it has something to do with Babylonians. It's got nothing to do with Babylonians. That's why the King James translators put men there. Men. It's got nothing to do with that. It's exactly what the scripture said. With other tongues and other lips. So we go, and you remember, when you move from one language to another, some things get missing. Some things get missing. So let's go back and find what got missing here. What got missing here? What did Paul know? What did Paul know that made him speak with tongues more than everybody else? What did Paul know? There must have been something about this speaking in tongues. What in the world was he talking about? So you go back to what he was telling you. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11. He says, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. So a sign is coming, he says. And it came on the day of Pentecost. It was a sign. Acts chapter 2, let's read. From verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they came from all nations. The Jews came from all nations, from the various nations from where they were born, from where they had lived. Everybody journeyed to Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost. And you know, our God is a master strategist. He just waited for everybody to come. While they're all waiting, let's read it. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, the disciples of Jesus, 120 of them. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them, cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem. They had come, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, when the noise came out, okay, because they're speaking and they're getting louder. Louder. Did you ever experience that? We are just 15 of us praying in the room. We start. You remember? We do it all the time. And then it's getting louder and louder. And if you were the host of the cell, and you were just holding, you were doing it in one area of the house, you start getting concerned now. And you say, brethren, you want them to calm down. They all started well. Kirabaka shikarabaka. But the next one, Gurasata Libaye. Erabaka yelele. Baranaba. And you say, please, calm down. You think you have it made. They go, eleke boshi eleke amadina amadina boshi eleke boshi eleke. But then they start revving the game. Akalema mama. Ebrajalele. Hallelujah. That's what he's telling you. When this was noised abroad, when it went out, the noise went outside. He says the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Listen. He didn't say they spoke in every man's language. They didn't speak in every man's language. They heard them speak. They heard in their language. And they said, are these guys Galileans? And they were all amazed and marveled. If they had spoken in their language, they would have not been so surprised. It was a sign. Don't you get it? Because they also came from everywhere. They were just as, they're from different countries. Maybe these guys have traveled abroad and they are back with the Spanish, Italian, Russian, right? But no, this is, they were all amazed and marvelous in one to another. Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? But, and how hear we? Not how speak they. in our own tongue. How hear we? How hear we, every man, in our own tongue, wherein we were born? It's just like when Jesus called Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. Jesus spoke to him. And he says, I heard him in the Hebrew tongue. I heard him in the Hebrew tongue. We don't know that Jesus actually spoke Hebrew. Might have been Hebrew. But one thing is sure. The other guys didn't hear. They heard the sound, didn't know the meaning of the words. Bible says they heard the sound. And many of them were Jews. How come they heard the sound and didn't know the meaning if it was all Hebrew? Paul says, I heard him speak. I heard him in the Hebrew tongue. So it's the hearing. The hearing of it is one thing. The speaking is another. So when God talks to us, we don't know all the time what language he's speaking. We just know we heard him. We heard him in whatever language that we speak and understand. Somebody says, what did God speak? I said, forget. I heard him. I heard him in my language. Did you get it? In the language that I understand. But here's the big deal. Come on here. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Okay. So go to verse 13, chapter 2, verse 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of wine. Can you see? Even in the midst of the sign, did he say that they will not believe? Look at it. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, men, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. And he went on preaching. These are not drunken, as ye suppose. Why? Because they were behaving and talking like buffoons.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com. God bless you.